The Death Eaters got through all those protective charms? Harry asked, remembering how effective these had been on the night he had crashed in Tonks's parents' garden. What you've got to realize, Harry, is that the Death Eaters have got the full might of the Ministry on their side now, said Lupin. They've got the power to perform brutal spells without fear of identification or arrest. They managed to penetrate every defensive spell we'd cast against them, and once inside, they were completely open about why they'd come. And are they bothering to give an excuse for torturing Harry's whereabouts out of people? Asked Hermione, an edge to her voice. Well, said Lupin. He hesitated, then pulled out a folded copy of the Daily Prophet. Here, he said, pushing it across the table to Harry. You'll know sooner or later anyway. That's their pretext for going after you. Harry smoothed out the paper. A huge photograph of his own face filled the front page. He read the headline over it. Wanted for questioning about the death of Albus Dumbledore. Ron and Hermione gave roars of outrage, but Harry said nothing. He pushed the newspaper away. He did not want to read any more. He knew what it would say. Nobody but those who had been on top of the tower when Dumbledore died knew who had really killed him, and, as Rita Skeeter had already told the wizarding world, Harry had been seen running from the place moments after Dumbledore had fallen. I'm sorry, Harry, Lupin said.
So Death Eaters have taken over the Daily Prophet too? Asked Hermione furiously.
Lupin nodded.
But surely people realize what's going on?
The coup has been smooth and virtually silent, said Lupin. The official version of Scrimgeour's murder is that he resigned. He has been replaced by Pious Thickness, who is under the Imperius curse.
Why didn't Voldemort declare himself Minister of Magic? Asked Ron.
Lupin laughed.
He doesn't need to, Ron. Effectively, he is the Minister. But why should he sit behind a desk at the Ministry? His puppet Thickness is taking care of everyday business, leaving Voldemort free to extend his power beyond the Ministry. Naturally, many people have deduced what has happened. There has been such a dramatic change in Ministry policy in the last few days, and many are whispering that Voldemort must be behind it. However, that is the point. They whisper. They daren't confide in each other, not knowing whom to trust. They are scared to speak out in case their suspicions are true and their families are targeted. Yes, Voldemort is playing a very clever game. Declaring himself might have provoked open rebellion. Remaining masked has created confusion, uncertainty, and fear.
And this dramatic change in Ministry policy, said Harry, involves warning the wizarding world against me instead of Voldemort?
That's certainly part of it, said Lupin. And it is a masterstroke. Now that Dumbledore is dead, you, the boy who lived, were sure to be the symbol and rallying point for any resistance to Voldemort. But by suggesting that you had a hand in the old hero's death, Voldemort has not only set a price upon your head, but sown doubt and fear amongst many who would have defended you. Meanwhile, the Ministry has started moving against Muggleborns.
Lupin pointed at the Daily Prophet.
Look at page 2.
Hermione turned the pages with much the same expression of distaste she had worn when handling Secrets of the Darkest Art.
Muggleborn Register, she read aloud. The Ministry of Magic is undertaking a survey of so-called Muggleborns, the better to understand how they came to possess magical secrets. Recent research undertaken by the Department of Mysteries reveals that magic can only be passed from person to person when wizards reproduce. Where no proven wizarding ancestry exists, therefore, the so-called Muggleborn is likely to have obtained magical power by theft or force. The Ministry is determined to root out such usurpers of magical power, and to this end has issued an invitation to every so-called Muggleborn to present themselves for interview by the newly appointed Muggleborn Registration Commission.